currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullet, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. We come to you every week with the latest in what's going on here in Kirkland. Washington's new cell phone laws are going into effect on June 10th. The new laws take the current secondary offense of talking or texting on your phone while driving and make it a first offense. This means that if you are talking on your phone without a hands-free device or texting while you're driving, you will be pulled over and issued a $124 ticket.
Well, I think it might help curb our temptation to use the phone, when I think that if it serves all of us better to be safe, then I'm for it.
For drivers 18 and under, there is a complete ban of cell phones, meaning that a hands-free device is not allowed. According to Washington State Department of Licensing, a driver talking on a cell phone is as impaired as a driver with a 0.08 blood alcohol level, and a driver who is texting is as impaired as a driver with a 0.16 blood alcohol level. That's twice the legal limit. For more information about the new cell phone laws, go to the websites below. The Heathmoon Hotel is helping out in the community. Here's Pam Jardine with the story.
You can adopt a baby, you can adopt a puppy, you can even adopt a highway. Well, here's how some local folks adopted a park. We recently talked with staff and guests of the Heathmoon Hotel in Kirkland during their monthly Adopt-a-Park work crew at Heritage Park.
We were just doing our business planning for the coming year, and we were looking for opportunities where we could get involved with the community and give something back to the community. And about the same time that we were doing that, the news was full of stories with the city making cutbacks and being forced to cut back funding to the parks. And it just dawned on us that this would be a really great opportunity for us to get involved and give something back to the city of Kirkland by adopting a park. And so we went to the city and made a request to adopt Heritage Park, which they gratefully accepted. And so this is our park for the next year.
Employees of the Heathmoon Hotel rolled up their sleeves and worked to improve the 10-acre park overlooking Lake Washington.
We're here about 6 hours a day, and just depending really on what needs to be done, we just volunteer our time and make sure that we get the park cleaned up.
With some guidance and tools provided by Kirkland's Parks and Community Services Department, 10 to 12 staff members will dedicate one day a month to prune, weed, pick up, clear, clean, and groom the park grounds.
Pulling some weeds, laying down some bark, just kind of helping the park look better.
This time around, we decided to invite some people from the community if they wanted to volunteer and work with us.
We are doing weeding. We're going to spread some bark.
We had a large response to that.
Just kind of beautifying the park, making it look a little nicer.
And we put the word out to our email database and a website.
We get actually a free night stay at the Heathmoon afterwards. Yes, yeah.
That if you committed to do 8 hours of labor here with us at the park once a month, you could earn an overnight stay at the hotel.
We could do that. That'd be fun and help out, and also maybe get a little girls' weekend away together at the end of it. So
each month we'll be bringing three or four members of the community to work, and we give them a free certificate for a night at the hotel.
The Adopt-a-Park program is a model for efforts at other parks, including the Woodmark Hotel's commitment to Houghton Beach Park. Members of the Market Neighborhood Associations have also stepped up to help at Heritage Park. The Heathmoon Hotel in Kirkland will donate approximately 1,000 man-hours in 2010 to Heritage Park.
You know, this is really such a great opportunity for companies to get out here and, you know, not only it's great team building for us, but just do a great community service as well. So I really encourage all of you, get out here. It's great. Follow our lead.
The City of Kirkland would like to thank the Heathmoon Hotel and those responsible for helping to keep Kirkland beautiful. I'm Pam Jardine for Currently Kirkland.
For more information, please go to the website below. The Science Cafe is making its monthly visit to the Wild Rover on June 14th. This month's topic is, how does autism affect the brain? It's being presented by Dr. Raphael Bernier of the UW and Seattle Children's Hospital. Dr. Bernier will describe autism spectrum disorders and what we know about how the inner workings of the brain lead to the outer symptoms of autism. The event is held at 7 p.m. and is free to science lovers of all ages. For more information about this month's Science Cafe, go to www.pacsci.org. Something new is coming to Washington's freeways. Smarter Highways, known as Active Traffic Management, is a new system that is going to make travel on Washington's freeways even better. The Active Travel Management System features electronic signs and sensors that will help manage traffic in the event of an accident. The electronic signs alert drivers of the speed limit and will automatically adjust in the event of a slowdown. The electronic signs will also alert drivers of lane closures that will be occurring ahead of them. The Active Traffic Management System is taking effect this summer on North I-5 between Boeing Access Road and Interstate 90, State Route 520 between I-5 and 130th Avenue in Bellevue, and in the spring of 2011 on I-90, both directions between I-5 and 150th Avenue in Bellevue. The Active Traffic Management System will help reduce collisions, keep traffic moving, and will improve trip reliability. If you would like information about Smarter Highways, go to www.wsdot.wa.gov. Hey, it's time for a history moment with Linda Nars.
Hi, I'm Linda Nars, correspondent with Currently Kirkland. I don't know about you, but I love history, and Kirkland is rich with it. We visited Kirkland Heritage Society Resource Center in downtown Kirkland to meet with Mr. Arnold Berkey, son of Floyd Berkey. Floyd Berkey was a volunteer firefighter for most of the 21 years that he and his family lived in the city of Kirkland, between the years of 1920 and 1941. Floyd was selected volunteer fire chief in November of 1934 by his colleagues, later confirmed by the current mayor at that time, Mayor Gates. Arnold, one of Floyd's two sons, has generously donated the firefighter's hat and some coat buttons worn by his dad as he served his community. He's also donated some wonderful photos here on display at the Resource Center. We asked Arnold what was his favorite memory of the days when his dad was a firefighter.
Basically, his dedication, his enthusiasm. I can close my eyes. Let's see, how old will I have been then? Six, seven? And he came home for lunch. He did that a lot because he was right down in Kirkland. We lived right up in, hill. Emma, guess what? And she says, we have a new fire truck. And she looked at him and they used to kid back and forth. She said, oh, come on now, Floyd. Come on now. He said, I'm not kidding. He said, we got a new LaFrance fire truck, and boy, was he excited.
We asked Arnold if he had ever gotten to ride on the fire truck with his dad.
Yeah, and of course, kids being kids, pester, and I can remember Dad very, very firmly saying, hey, you knock it off, and he said, if you want to get on the truck and take a ride with us, not going to, just for practicing, going out.
We remembered in August of 1928 that his home was destroyed by fire while his dad was on a short vacation. Mom was home. Arnold was there to tell us all about it.
And then my brother got up and went over there, and of course, you're burning away merrily.
Now, your dad was on vacation.
On vacation, and Mom was gone. Then somebody called the fire department. Here they come.
Yeah. Do they know what started that fire?
It's something with the flue, the chimney. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, houses are houses back then. Who knows,
I understand there was a fire siren located at the roof of Lake Washington Telephone Company that was then on the corner of Market and Lake Street. When there was a fire, the switchboard operator would press the button and the bell would go off and the sirens would sound and the firefighters would come. And then she would call some of the volunteer firemen. Do you have any memory of that bell going off and what happened after?
Oh, I can. Yeah, I spent a lot of time down in Dad's garage, Dad and Kimball's garage. And I can remember that happening. And then it was just like chicken plucking time. Everybody was running around, taking off, you know. And so I remember that. And that's about all I remember.
Did you get to witness any of the fires that your dad put mm-hmm. out? Yeah.
Normally, no, but on a couple of occasions, we had a neighbor, real nice guy, and said, well, you know, let's go, you know, here we go. And even Mom, you know, we all jumped in the car, the way we went and followed, chased after the fire truck. They went over there and watched them fighting the fire.
Today, Kirkland Reserve firefighters don't put out fires. They come alongside of our professional firefighters in whatever capacity necessary every day of the year. We at Currently Kirkland want to thank these men and women who volunteer their time to serve our community.
To learn more about the Historical Society, go to www.kirklandheritage.org. The Seattle International Film Festival is making its yearly debut at the Kirkland Performance Center in June. Some of this year's films include Beyond Ipanema, a film about Brazilian music and its impact on the world. From Time to Time, a movie about a boy who visits his grandmother and finds he has traveled back in time. And Princess Lilifee, an animated film about a fairy princess who loses her magic and must learn how to get it back. Times and days of showings of the films vary, and all information about the films can be found on the Seattle International Film Festival website. Just go to www.siff.net/festival/film. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Due to the holiday weekend, currently Kirkland will be taking next week off. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Or, if you're out to watch the Seven Hills of Kirkland bike ride, you can see me on my bike there. Thank you.